thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along to the podcast. This is Friday the 26th.
You would want to get out of here, man. You have a flight to catch. Can imagine you're peppering, you're raring to go. You want to get out the door. You're even on your phone there. Your wife's writing to you. She's saying, come on, get out the door.
Oh, sorry. Are we actually doing this?
Oh, no, this is happening.
Oh, mate, I was out the door.
You're already out the door.
I'm not even here.
I'm not even here. I'm just talking to myself, aren't I?
Yep, you sure are. Hey, what about today, though? Jade's baby.
Oh, Bombino's happening.
Yep.
Happening. No,
and if you're listening to this right now, and it's after 10 o'clock, mate, the baby's out. She's holding a little boy.
Yeah, gotta be.
And she would be having a champagne right now, too, because that's what she likes.
She'd be holding little Straney or
Winston.
Little Damien.
Winston. God, I hope she had enough drugs so that Milko was able to name the child Winston. That would be such a joy.
I know, Winston.
Oh, it would be the best.
Either that or Wave.
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 It sounds more Maori.
Wave.
Wave.
Little hey, Wave.
Wave. Come on, Wave.
Come here, Wave.
You know, you could almost hear Wave in Moana too, couldn't you?
You could. Yeah.
So, there you go. Yep. We caught up with King Kyle. Of course, Kyle Sandilands found out that Wave FM is his go-to number two station. So let's face it, it should be yours as well. It should be your
number one. Too right.
And Jamie Soward gave us the scoop on the Dragons going into the Charity Shield game this weekend at Mudgee. Is that it?
That's it. Us? Go on, get out of here.
You beauty. Michelle Laurie is filling in for Jade while she's on maternity leave. And guess who is on the phone this morning? Jade Tonta. Hello, mate. How are you, Jade?
Good morning. Oh, I'm doing well. I'm actually right now all scrubbed up and coming to you live from Le Chateau Wollongong Hospital.
Oh, gee. So it's happening today?
Today is D-Day. It is D-Day, delivery day.
and you must be just like, all right, enough already. Let's do this.
Oh, I know, because I've been in and out of this hospital like so much over the last month, and today we're finally going to be coming out with a baby. And I've got to say, though, I've like had time to get my nails done. I went to Zen yesterday, got my hair done. I've never been so organised for something in my life.
How beautiful. Do you know what time you're going in?
Look, I'm hoping soon because, Michelle, you can appreciate this. Being a pregnant lady and not having had anything to eat for the last 10 hours, if my husband walks slow enough, I might actually chew his arm off. So.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, but it's so lovely. And having been in so many times in the hospital, I bet you've had lots of those heart monitors on so you can hear it, whoosha, 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 whoosha. So many times you've heard the heartbeat and now you're going to get to see your beautiful son's face.
I know, we're that excited, and I've got to say to Michelle, like, we've packed that much stuff to come in for this 3-day hospital stay. My hubby was like a Sherpa, bringing in like 15 bags. But he's got the essentials. He's already got unpacked his bottle of whiskey ready to toast to the baby's head. So wow. It's all about priorities.
Yeah, certainly for him. He'll be taking the whiskey in to the surgeon. Nice job, here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully he doesn't give it to him until after the baby's out.
Yes,
hopefully,
good idea. Remind him of that.
Mum.
We know what your husband's like. Remind him, please.
Now, Jade, what about the names? Okay, you don't have to reveal, but can you just tell us, is Straney or Damien still a contender for a name?
Oh, look, still on the shortlist. Anything's possible, but we haven't nailed down a name yet. Oh. And Milko's like, let's just wait. We'll just wait till we meet him. And for me, I really feel like that he's hoping that I'll get on the drugs and that Winston will slip through the cracks. That's what he's hoping for. So
I can't believe Winston's still in the running. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't worry. I've just had my I've got my little hospital outfit on, and I've attached a post-it note to it saying, "Don't let me call it Winston. Whatever happens." So,
I love that. A post-it. That's such a great idea. Yes.
Jade, we are wishing you all the best for this one. We just cannot wait.
We can't wait. Yeah.
Baby number four on the way, and we'll give you a buzz back just after 9 too, as we start the no repeat workday. You're right with that too.
Hot. Yeah, sure. Give me a call how about I call you from surgery? We can do a running surgery.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Oh,
I think we'll leave you to it. I think we'll leave you to it, Jade, all right? You have a great day. Just relax, babes. You know what you're doing. We'll leave you to it.
Yeah, I'm about to get my sexy compression socks on. Rebecca's just coming here. She's about to put my sexy socks on.
Ooh, sexy compression socks.
Take a selfie for us. Jade, all the best to you, to Milko, and to all the girls for baby number four. Our little boy is coming our way, okay?
Thanks, gang. I'll chat to you later on.
Indeed, Michelle. What about that? Isn't that great news? Cannot
compression
wait.
Socks. God, the compression socks moment. You know that moment? Oh, God, that's when it's getting real, man.
Yeah, that's right. Baby number four is coming shortly, Illawarra, and we cannot wait.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I had a big night last night, actually. So
Ooh, do tell.
Okay.
Just went out with a friend and had a few drinks. It was a late one.
A friend? Look at us. We're like two silly guys over here. A friend.
A friend.
Was this friend a girl or
no.
A boy?
A guy.
It was a boy, yep.
Ooh,
yes.
Tell us some more.
No. Anyway, so we were watching other people and we and one of his favourite things to do is advise younger men.
Oh.
So as we're drinking and we're sitting at a table and we're watching younger people drink and sort of crack onto each other.
Flirt and all that sort of jazz.
Maybe when the younger girl goes to the bathroom, he likes to maybe give the younger guy, or maybe when the younger guy goes to the bathroom, if they run into each other, he likes to give the younger guy a bit of advice, such as, she's ready, go.
Oh.
Take her home. Because, no, in... Now, come on now.
Oh, no, you know...
You know what? I know who Michelle has seen. Bad boys. She was out with a bad boy last night.
I was.
That's a bad boy. Bad boys... You don't. Okay. Well, so.
No, I think he's correct.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, listen. My baby brother, was very bad at this, and he would forever be surrounded by these beautiful girls laughing at him. Oh, love. Oh, you're so funny. Oh, and he could never convert.
Well, they were pining for him, weren't they?
They'd get bored. They'd probably think to themselves, oh, he mustn't be into me. Because he never knew when's, you know, the moment of like, and I was, because I said to him last night, I said, oh God, you're right.
Wow.
You're right. These girls, I could see them at tables all around us. They were ready to go home.
Oh, all right.
And these guys were just still sitting there, still sitting. And he goes, look, I'm telling you, I'm saying, go, man. Go. Wow. Now is the time.
This guy should be up for Australian of the Year.
So sure enough, he says to this guy, at one point he says to this guy, mate, now go. And I saw it play out, and this beautiful girl, Taylor, and she was drunk, but she'd come up and she was talking to us, Taylor, and she's going, I love you guys. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just
no.
love you guys. So she was hugging us and she loved us and everything like that. And then, so my friend had said to her, mate, just get her, go, now is the time. But they were ready to go and they called their Uber and they were going. And then we were leaving and my friend said, I'll go to the toilet. And he comes back to me, he goes, you're not going to believe it. That guy, I just found that guy in the bathroom doing his hair. I said, are you joking? And so Taylor was waiting outside for their Uber with their Uber. Well, old mate's gone back in to do his hair. And my friend is in the bathroom saying to him, get out there.
Yeah.
Stop doing your hair. Oh. She is waiting out there for you. You're giving her shit. You're giving her too much time to think.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes. Get out of there.
Yeah, but
get out there.
You know, hair is an important thing, though.
No, it's not.
What?
No.
Not by that stage. She's already forgotten what you look like by then. She's decided
exactly.
You look good enough.
She's accepted you for what you are.
Yes.
She's like, okay.
She's like, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I got.
This is what bad boys understand, Damien.
Yes.
My friend is a bad boy and he gets it. And this is why we like them.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Everyone loves a bad boy.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Guys, you remember a couple of weeks ago, we were on the hunt for Lisa from Wollongong. Lisa from Wollongong appeared with Kyle and Jackie O in Sydney on their radio station Kiss.
That's right, that's right. She was up for winning 20 grand and she didn't win it. And when she didn't win it, Kyle says, hey, you know, when you're not listening to us, who are you listening to?
Exactly. He couldn't remember who Wave FM is, so we thought we'd reintroduce him to Wave FM. He's on the line with us this morning. G'day, Kyle. How you going, mate?
How's it going down there? Good?
Yeah, good, man. Good, good. Although, you know, we were talking the other day about how you say that everybody's got a second station, right, Kyle? Everybody's got a second station.
Yes, that's correct. Like, some people have their favourite station, then they've got their default station they go to when they're not happy with whatever they're playing or ads or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Or when they're driving up the freeway and it starts to get a bit crackly and they go, oh, yeah. No, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, what am I going to do now? And then, you know, everyone's got their favourite go-to one, you know?
Yeah. We heard from poor Lisa, you know, Lisa the other guys. I'm just going to play you a bit of audio, Kyle. You might remember this. Poor Lisa, you didn't give her 20 grand. But, mate, we found out her second favourite station, which was actually her number one.
What's your second favourite station?
Probably 96.5.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the station that comes on the radio.
What's 96.5, guys?
No, that's Wave FM, guys.
Wave?
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's what they're called.
The Illawarra station, yeah.
Oh, the Illawarra station. Oh, Wave's all right.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
All right.
You were such an asshole to her, and it was hilarious. Because Jackie was like, oh, I feel bad. We didn't give her anything. You were like, I don't feel bad.
Yeah, you were like, I don't care.
It's us.
That's you guys.
Yeah.
That's us.
Well, I can't memorise everyone's call frequency all over the country. I've listened to Wave because I'm down the Southern Highlands a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I heard. I heard you buy your Bentleys down there.
Yeah, I got a whole garage full. Oh, I shouldn't say that because all the methies will be making a beeline for Robbo.
Great to see Damien and Kyle on a screen together again as well. How about this?
It's been Damien. She's just, like you've always been a beautiful singer. When I first heard you were going on the radio, I thought, God, with that accent.
You know, it's 14 years since we were on Idol. It's hard to believe that 14 years ago. Jeez, that's unbelievable.
Is that that long?
It is 14 years. Yeah, unbelievable. Mm. Yeah, you were always nice to me. I gotta say, you know, full credit here. You had a couple of digs, but overall, you were pretty.
A couple of are you talking about when I called you teeth for?
You did.
3 months?
Yeah. You did it for the minute.
Oh, tic tac teeth.
The minute. No. The minute I walked onto the set, you turned around. And you said, what's wrong with your teeth? And I'm talking about disarming someone straight away. I'm like, oh my God, what's he saying to me? What's wrong? I felt like for the rest
was
of the
was it the
stuff,
first time you'd ever wondered that? You'd never heard that before?
I'd never heard it at all. Not to my face.
You grew up with a very lovely family. We're happy to lie straight to your face your whole life.
Have you ever been to Ireland? I mean, his teeth are incredible.
When you compare to everyone else in Ireland, it looked like they've just shoved a half bag of twisties in their face. The teeth will come out all bloody shapes and sizes. And you're like, what the hell? What's going on here?
Now, mate, obviously you're in Robbo. Now that I know that you're on a bit of a cleanse and you're trying to lose the weight, it's probably no good in asking. How many times have you smashed yourself a Robbo pie?
Oh, mate, in all honesty, because it's the weekends usually when I'm there. So. And there's so many, and it's every pie shop, and I believe every advertisement I see, a drive past every pie shop has the world's best pies. I'm thinking, well, they're all claiming the same thing here, but they're all actually right. Every weekend I'm down at the farm. When I'm there, I'm having a pie. A couple of Lamos, the big chicks that work down at the bakery down there, they all know, get the chocolate M ready, get the donuts ready, get the pies ready.
You've got to have a cheat day. You know that, right? That's the big thing about weight loss is you need to have that cheat day, so there's your pie day.
Yeah. Well, should you really be shoving pastries and sweets in on the cheat day? And, Michelle, are you filling in for someone or are you there permanently? What's the plan here?
No, I'm filling in for a lady called Jade who's having a baby.
Oh, yeah, how exciting.
It is, isn't it? But not for me because these hours suck. I'm just remembering that. And thank you so much for your time. As ever, you're a generous, beautiful human being. Thank you,
sir. Well, I love you all. Thank you for being my go-to second station when I'm down. No.
Good on you, brother. So it's always wonderful to remember Kiss as our number two as well. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
It is a massive number two. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, your kids,
yes, Devin.
They're both 11.
Uh-huh.
11. I would imagine at this stage you're starting to get a tiny bit of homework. They must be getting some, surely.
Yes, yeah. And I, like Straney, I was a conscientious objector when it came to homework. I was like, yeah, oh, God, I know, I don't care. And they, obviously they didn't care. And so, no, we stuck to reading. We never bothered about it. But now they've got a teacher this year who is a stickler. Ooh. And fair enough, too, because she's saying, look, next year's high school and you have to do your homework. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point when it does kick in. They have to do it. But I will give you this bit of advice. It gets very hard to convince them to do it. Kids can't. Oh. They can't stand it.
No.
Well, I never did it. Can I be honest? I never did homework. I just got really pretty much sailed through the whole of school just going, no. And look at me now. I mean, I'm a great advertisement for not. I hate to say it, but I am.
Yeah, you're right. Well,
it's never held me back.
Well, no, look, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that. Like, I wasn't much of a homework person until later on. Right. Later on, I had no choice. It was just the way it was. I had to do it at some point.
Yeah, you did do chemistry, Damien. Like, in fairness, you at some point you must have. You are a fully trained chemist. At some point you did homework.
At some point I just had to knuckle down. But it's not always that easy. Okay, my son Jagger, and I'm not bagging him out at all. He's a fantastic little kid who loves all sorts of things to do with the life around him, the world around him. But when it comes to actually just knuckling down and doing homework, that's not his thing. Okay, he's not into the whole idea of it. And sometimes it's a barter sort of exchange between me and Jagger to actually get him to do stuff. Maths in particular. Maths is just an ordeal. Mm. Like, it stresses me out. You know, it's just my hair. I used to have more hair until all this came about.
So what do you do with him?
Is he scared of the teachers? That's what I do. I just say to them, mate, I don't have to face her. You do. Like, I just use them as the scary thing.
He likes his teacher. This is the whole thing.
Yeah.
He likes his teacher. He just doesn't want to do it. So I had to barter with him just the other day.
What did you do? What barter system can you
use? He said, can I find your trigger point? He's been to a physio recently. And he said, if you let me find your trigger point, I'll do 40 minutes of maths homework for you.
40 minutes?
40 minutes.
Oh, I'm laying down. Find a way, Tom.
I lay down. Have you ever done this? Have you ever had your trigger point found?
No. Is it painful?
This is kind of what happened. Check it out.
You owe me 40 minutes of maths.
Go on your side. All right.
Maybe it's holding my head, Dad.
Eileen was holding my head.
Don't hurt me.
Take your hands away. I haven't even started yet. Jesus. Just stop.
Everyone's getting in on it now.
No, stop. Deep breath in.
Don't stab me with your elbow.
And out.
Ow! Stop it!
Stop, Dad.
Jeez.
That's good, Dad. That's what you said to do.
So they found your trigger point.
He found my trigger point. You can hear I got grumpy in the end. I was like, I was really angry.
So he organised to be allowed to hurt you.
This was the deal.
In return for doing his maths.
This is what I had to do. I took one for the entire team. And Eileen is there holding my head down. I'm lying on the side of the couch. Eileen's holding my head down so that I don't jerk off. Mm. He's there with his elbow digging it into my ass sort of area, somewhere on my side. And he's just take breath in and then blast me into it.
How did you go with your maths homework then?
He didn't do it.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
no,
how did you
way.
Go with it?
At least my kids will take cash, man. Yeah. At least I can pay my kids cash to do their homework.
I got absolutely screwed. That's what I actually got. I got taken for a ride.
Do the 40 minutes first and then I'll show you if you can get the trigger point.
What's going to happen in a few years' time when he's got an exam to cram for? What am I going to have to do then?
He's going to get the trigger point on the teacher, don't you worry.
Jeez, it's pathetic. Good. I'm still in pain.
What are you raising?
I know.
Raising a status, you were right.
Yeah, he's going to join the tax department, your kid.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, you're performing for a couple of listeners this morning, all socially distanced as well, which is nice. In fact, one's sitting on each other's lap.
I noticed that. Geez, getting very romantic. It's all about romance today.
I'm going to go and join them over there and I'll lie across them all in just moments. Mate, we discussed that, of course, you're going to be singing Drops of Jupiter. Our rooftop performance every Friday is thanks to our old mates out there at Shell Harbour. Of course, Life Outdoors. And what about this Weber barbecue? Later on this afternoon, this will be on the socials. You'll be able to like and comment on the video for your chance to win this Weber, thanks to Martin and the crew from Life Outdoors. It's an absolute ripper.
It is a ripper, yeah.
For you, you've got The Boss, No Pressure. This is a song with 10 million words in it. Drops of Jupiter on the rooftop. Good luck, brother.
All right, here we go. You ready? Everybody's going to be singing along on this one, okay? And now she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and she walks like rain. Remind me that there's time to change. Oh, since her return from her stay on the moon, she dances like spring and she talks like June. Yeah. Heaven is overrated. Tell me, to fall for a shooting star, a one without a permanent scar. Did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Here we go.
Damien Leith, well done.
Got through it.
Oh, you did. God. You sure did, mate. You're right about the million words. There was about 50,000 words in that song.
I had the lyrics in front of me and then I didn't look in the end.
Don't worry. It showed. You'll be fine, mate. We won't see the mistakes. You won't see.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.